This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my favorite movies of all time, Waiting for Guffman.
Everybody dance.
The genius Christopher Guest film changed my life when I saw it as a child. I was obsessed with it, even though so many of the jokes I did not understand. I just knew that it was so funny. Parker Posey just completely blew me away.
Oh my God.
I went in to meet with like a child agent in LA when I was 14. I found this cutout monologue that Parker Posey does in the extended version, and I printed it out and I performed the monologue.
My name is Libby Mae Brown, and this is my monologue. And there's a bed right here. Windows, this is a hospital.
In the monologue, Parker Posey's like gesturing toward this stuffed animal.
I was going through my trunk of souvenirs and I found this doll. The doll we used to play with before the war. Before you went insane.
And I brought in with me a stuffed fish. And I had this whole coordinated thing of like when I would turn the stuffed fish toward my face and then we would both turn towards the casting director.
Oh my God.
And needless to say, the agent did not sign me. I was on my way. But the idea of like a 12-year-old or something doing a Waiting for Guffman.
Well, that should have been a sign that you're advanced. And you're funnier than all your peers.
You were sitting on that quilt that had at one time kept us warm. And the quilt was so worn, Billy, and it smelled of mothballs, which brought back all those memories of the times that we spent in the attic.
But of course, I was swept under the rug.
Of course.
They were like, less you, more Lizzie McGuire.
And I would argue you're still swept under the rug.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Okay, I am Kate's manager and friend.
And my lawyer.
There's this part that always sticks out for me. It's Eugene Levy, like, talking about the prop horse, the horse that's on the set. And he's, like,
he interrupts
the whole rehearsal. He's like, sorry, if I'm in front of the horse.
Getting off the horse is not a problem. I can get off the horse like that. But where I'm having a problem is sometimes the horse comes out, and I can't get past the cow. So I have to kind of, you know, do this when I come out. Gather around, for I have news.
I feel like so much of that is in 555, and so much of that is in our sense of humor. It's like people loving performing their job. When I was in high school and I worked in an ice cream store, one of those ice cream places where you mix in the toppings, I like put way too much physical effort. I was like moving my entire body as I mixed in the toppings because it just felt good because it looked like I was working hard and I felt like I'm in high school and yes, I have a job. I just loved like sweating and like being really into it. And then one day my manager was like, you know, you can just use your wrists. She was like, you can just isolate the motion.
Throwing your back out.
I literally threw my back out. She was like, you don't have to use your whole body.
I completely relate.
But yeah, I think they love the process of doing the play. They love the rehearsals more than they love the performance.
The glamour. They're caught up in, and even though it's not glamorous, like it's so exotic.
And I would also, before we move on, I just have to say that Corky St. Clair and David Fisher of 6 Feet Under are maybe my favorite gay characters on film.
Oh my God.
We have one shot at this. We've got one performance. With Mort Guffman coming to town, we need to hitch up our panties and run.
Wow.